This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
My brothers and sisters in Islam, wallah, the worst among us is the one who's given up on the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the best among us are those who are looking forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. Wassalaf rahimahumullah, look how smart they were. شوف لأن العلماء, Allah praised the ulama in the Quran because they're smart. You see the ulama, what they used to do when they used to think about Allah's mercy? One of them, يعني, look what he did. He wants Allah's mercy. And he's desperate. He doesn't want to leave this worldly life except that he is convinced Allah will have mercy upon him. So he goes through the Quran. He comes across the first ayah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَأَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Whoever repents after he has wronged himself and then he does righteous actions and he rectifies his state through the good deeds, then Allah is غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah is forgiving, merciful. So he says, oh Allah, I'm that person that has done the wrong and I've repented after, so Allah, grant me your mercy. Then he says, and if I am not worthy of your mercy through that ayah, then he says, then, O Allah, you have said, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. You have said that you grant your mercy to the believers. And, O Allah, I'm a believer. So bestow your mercy upon me. Then he says, but if I'm not worthy of your mercy because I don't qualify from this ayah, then, O Allah, you have said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy has encompassed all things. وَأَنَا شَيْءٍ. And I'm something. So grant me your mercy because I am something. Then he said, and if I do not qualify for your mercy because I'm not worthy of it and I'm not from this shay' that deserves it or worthy of it, then this is a calamity and a disaster. And you, O Allah, said, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. You said that whoever falls into a calamity, and what worse of a calamity than the fact that you're not included in shay' for Allah's mercy? Indeed, it's a calamity. And you said, whoever falls in a calamity and says, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, then such people, upon them are abundant prayers of Allah and mercy. So grant me mercy from that door. People in the past, they knew how to work with this Quran. This is the scholar. This is al-alim. This is a person who understands that the Quran is more than just I have to read so that I can retain the ayat in my mind and not forget them. It's more than this.